Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 23. And today we're looking at the passage in chapter 2 from verse 5 to verse 9, and we're going to focus on verse 6. But the writer goes on to talk about the fact that the angels, well, it's not to angels that God subjected the world to come, but there is a place, and rather like it, the way he puts it, there is a place where someone has testified, which is Psalm 8. He knows his Bible very well. However, without mentioning Psalm 8, he quotes, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for them. You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet." And then he goes on to talk about the contrast between that, which is limited, in fact, and what's done in Jesus, that everything is laid under his feet. And he's been given glory and honor because he suffered death. But more on that another time. Now, although this isn't the main point of why Psalm 8 is quoted, I did want to remark on that word mindful in verse 6. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? This is the Greek word mnemeske, which means to remember, to remind, or to call to mind. And it carries with it the idea of remembering with a view to helping. Isn't it nice when you're remembered? One of the reasons I like Christmas is the giving and receiving of Christmas cards, and not just Merry Christmas, but some notes in them. I received so many nice notes from people this year saying thank you for things, remembering things that I had done for them that I'd actually forgotten that I'd done myself. And if people remember me and I remember them, how much more special it is that God is mindful of us, not just and remembering us, not just with the idea of calling back to mind who we are, but actually so that he can help us. You and I are being remembered by God today so that he can help us. What a wonderful thought. Maybe that's a good topic, a good theme for your prayers today. Remembering God as a God who remembers us. We'll finish as usual with Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen." Until episode 24, God bless.